The next on the list is Diktuk Chaverim. It's a little bit odd on this list of Kinyane Torah. We have something that related to others, to Chaverim. Everything else on the list seemed to be about personal refinement and attributes that makes one a better Lamdan, one able to be Kohen Torah for themselves. In fact, the concept of Chaver has already been mentioned many times within Pirkei Avos. In the first parak, we have Asei Lecha Rav, Knei Lecha Chaver. We have Harchek Mishachin Rav, Al Tischaber LaRasha. In the second parak, Ezo Derech Yishara Shidbak BaAdam, Chaver Tov. We have Yichavod Chavercha Chaviv Alecha Kishalcha. And finally, in the second parak, Yihi Mamon Chavercha Chaviv Alecha Kishalcha. A lot of things about friendships and being a good friend. Where does friendship and its importance take place on the list of Kinyanei Torah? And one more question before we give some explanations. What is this word diktuk chaverim? If it's about having good friends, it should be chaverim tovim or something about the types of friends. What is the diktuk? What does it mean to be didactic with chaverim? And the Mefarshim offer a few explanations. I'd like to focus on two. One is that diktuk chaverim is related to the statement in the Gemara in Tainus on Daf Zayin. Harbe lamati merabosai, yoser mechaverai. Now, a person can learn a lot from their Rebbeim, but they can learn even more from their Chaverim. And that's an explanation of Diktuk. What is the Diktuk going on? That when you're learning with others, you could be Medaktik Hetev. So it's interesting. According to this Pshat, Diktuk Chaverim means that through your Chaverim, you could be Medaktik on your learning because you're checking with each other, asking a shayla on a pshat, and making sure you're coming to the mitzvah shel Torah. And it's a concept talking about that in order to be Kohen Torah, it shouldn't be done alone. It shouldn't be done in isolation. Rav Hirsch here on the Mishnah actually says, isolation is incompatible with Jewish knowledge. A second pshat brought down is that this idea relates to the Mishnah of Kanei Lecha Chaver, that a person has to be very medactic with who he is mischaber with, who his chaverim zar, to choose wisely with one friends. So the diktuk, according to the second pshat, is not going on the Torah, but it's going on the scrutiny one must give in terms of finding friends. And the truth is that both of these explanations can enhance each other, and both are true. In order to be one's chelik in Torah with kinyan Torah in this list, a person needs to surround themselves with friends, with good friends, to choose wisely. And those friends are going to help them grow and help them want to have she'ifos to do more. And at the same time, when he's looking to grow more and to learn more, he's going to be learning with other friends, and he's going to be more careful with how he's understanding the Gemara and the diktuk and the didactic heitev of the pshat in the sugya or the halacha, whatever it is that he's learning. You know, even though we find ourselves in isolation, we're not in contrast to Rav Hirsch saying that isolation is incompatible with Jewish knowledge, we are able to have Diktuk Chaverim. We're able to see each other and learn from each other, and that's a major bracha that we should be appreciative of, that through technology we're able to connect with our friends and with others and with chavrusas, and that's a very big special bonus that we have. And finally, I would just share with you as well from personal experience that the closest friends that I have are my chavrusas. People that you learn with, those are long-lasting relationships because the relationship is totally on something of nitzchius, of Torah, and those connections are very, very deep. It's not about going out and having fun. It's about coming to a better understanding of oneself and one's Torah learning. And those are the types of friends you want to surround yourself with, the friends that are going to be with you forever, that you're going to feel connected with, and that you'll be didactic b'chaverim.